What did you do this weekend to become more self-reliant? That's this week on Thriving the Future podcast. Welcome to Thriving the Future podcast, positive solutions to help you thrive. Homesteading, gardening, community, side hustles, and building skills. Do you plant trees in the fall? People don't realize that when you plant trees in the fall, you give a little bit extra time for the little root nodules to grow, and it can also reduce some of the transplant shock as opposed to spring. For example, in the spring, it's going to get hot in Kansas really fast. So at Grow Nut Trees right now, taking orders for shipping for trees in September and October. I've got chestnuts, hazelnuts, some pecans, and elderberry. They're all adapted to the Midwest, so you know that they will fit in your climate. Check it out, grownuttrees.com. Welcome back to Thriving the Future. This week, talking about how to become more self-reliant. So it's been over a month since my last episode with Lindsay Brandon from Permaculture Canada. So what's been going on? I launched a food forest design business called Thriving the Food Forest. It's thrivingthefoodforest.com. And I've had my first paid design. I'm designing a food forest for a doctor here in Northeast Kansas. I also have two more designs in progress, so things are coming together. At the same time, it's been a great year for Grow Nut Trees. I've sold almost all of my chestnuts. I still have lots of pecans, elderberry, a few chestnuts left. So go and check out what's left on grownuttrees.com. If you are local and you have local pickup, then we can work out a bulk deal as well. A couple weeks ago, I went to the Midwest Preparedness Fest, Midwest Prepper Fest, here in Northeast Kansas, out at Clinton Lake. And it's a bunch of homesteaders. And one of the interesting things is one of their leaders, Tag, from lifedonefree.com. He has a homestead in Northeast Kansas. Lindsay Brandon, who was on the last episode from Permaculture Canada, designed his homestead and included a community building. And their group gets together and does homesteading projects nearly every weekend. This is how it's done, and this is true community. This is the kind of community we should be building. So what are you doing to increase your self-reliance and self-sufficiency? Let's go back to the Jack Spirko definitions. Self-sufficiency is a percentage of your needs met by your own systems. And self-reliance is the duration of time you can live well with only your systems of support. So self-sufficiency is everything from food to water and everything else. So how much energy can I produce? Do I have solar panels? Do I have a battery bank? What percentage can I cover with that? And then self-reliance is the duration of time that you can live well without systems of support. How long can you live well on your own supplies? It really comes into play in a 2020 event where things are going on. You don't have to run to the store. You can watch it happen, or you can, and most importantly, turn it off and be comfortable. It goes beyond a SHTF event because a lot of preppers are preparing for SHTF, but they're not preparing for long collapse. And what we're going to see, if we see anything, is most likely going to be long collapse. Okay, so let's address this right now. The election in 2024 is not going to go well. Neither side, if they lose, are going to accept the results. There's going to be civil unrest. There's going to be market uncertainty. And that's just a fact. And if you think it's going to go well, then you are self-delusional. So prepare now so that you can sit at home like the beginning of 2020 and everything will be okay. People know something is coming. People know change is coming. They can feel it. It feels very much like 2020. So remember, what did 2020 feel like to you? What was it like? And how can you prepare to make it not so much like that? So we know long-term, we've talked about this before, plant trees, cultivate gardens, tend livestock. Everybody I know that are permaculture designers or design food forests are being asked to create food for prepper type events. Nick Ferguson said this several years ago when 2020 and 2021 was going on, that most of his permaculture designs were actually for like bug out properties and things like that. People are more interested in providing their own food and providing their own food for their families and even extended families if somebody from the city moves out with them or something like that. Short term, you want to evaluate your gaps. Think about 2020. How could you make a 2020 situation better? You want to be able to fight the mind virus and prepare mentally and spiritually, because there's going to be a lot of turmoil. Most importantly, don't do stupid things in stupid places with stupid people. January 6th was doing stupid things in stupid places with stupid people. And people are still wanting to go and protest and do things like that. Most of the protests are useless. Here in Northeast Kansas, people go and protest on the weekend. They protest in the summertime. We only have legislative session in between January and May. There's nobody there on the weekend. There's nobody there in the summertime that even cares. So it's useless. Another thing is prepare to be disappointed. No matter who wins, the bureaucratic state will go on. The technocracy will most likely increase. It didn't really decrease under Trump. And I know, from example, from working in state government, back in 2018, I was hired to oversee an outsourcing of IT support for one of the state agencies in Kansas. The appointed secretary was on board, but nobody underneath the secretary of that agency was on board. And what happened was one of two things happened. The people involved either actively resisted that, or they passively did the minimum to get by and basically didn't do anything because they know that in the next election or whatever else, it's going to change and it'll go back and the bureaucracy remains forever. That is the way it is at the state level. That's the way it is at the federal level. So even installing a cabinet member will not significantly change things. You make your own freedom. You make your own self-reliance. You make your own community. Focus on local politics. Focus on your local elections. I firmly believe that everybody above the local level, you really don't have much control over anyway, and it is likely rigged. It's a good old boy network. But at the local level, you've got sheriff, you've got county commission, you've got theft. Those are the people that are going to make a difference in a lockdown situation, in any kind of compliance situation. Say that something gets passed where they're going to take away your gun rights. Then the local sheriff is going to be important. The local county commission is going to be important. One of the encouraging things about 2020 was that it really led to some federalism, where different states and different areas treated it differently. Some of them chose to comply, some of them didn't. There's parts of western Kansas and parts of the Ozarks in Missouri where counties just ignored it, and things went on like normal, especially in some of the out-of-the-way touristy spots. And in western Kansas, they basically think like we used to think about Washington. Topeka is greater than 250 miles away, and it doesn't really matter what they do there. I would like to get back to the point where we don't hear about the president and we don't hear about Washington all that much after the election. That's a pipe dream, and it's not really going to happen, because even the left admits that politics is about power. It's about legislating their values. Okay, that's great. At least you're admitting it. But my values really don't have anything to do with someone else somewhere else. I want to concentrate on what I have, my circle of influence, my circle of control, and my circle of influence doesn't go that far. Most of the things that I'm focusing on are building my own skills and forming community and forming networks. So building my own skills, I've been working on food force design, learning the different tools, and my big gaps are water and earthworks. So around here, we, as you've heard me say, April showers don't bring May flowers. We don't get anything until May and June, and then we get torrential rainstorms. We have to be able to capture that energy in permaculture lingo, capture that water and store it and use it and capture it in the soil through swales or capture it in rain collection or something so they can be used. Because like right now, we had a very, very wet spring all the way through to July 4th. It was wonderful. June was wonderful. It was lower temperature than usual. It rained often. But since then, it hasn't really rained too much at all. And everything is yellow. Everything is dry and brittle and crinkly. There won't be any leaves changing color because all of them are dry and they're just falling off. Some of my hazelnuts are already turned yellow in leaves and they're falling off. I want to more effectively capture that water, capture that energy, and keep it. I also want to become more self-sufficient in my energy use. I've got a couple of solar panels that I bought from Perpend after he left for the monastery. I want to add those and get proficient in them. I have a battery backup. I have a inverter to hook up to the car, but I want something to be a little bit more self-sufficient. I want to continue to develop other forms of income. So I just got paid for my first paid food force design. And if I do the implementation, this is going to be a huge design and probably a couple of thousand dollars. This is my future retirement business. I want to build this out. I've also been networking with other permaculture designers and working with them to provide trees. I've had one permaculture designer who is already wanting me to grow out a lot of trees for them next year. I just foraged a couple hundred chestnuts and I'm making some connections to forage some other ones because all the chestnuts dropped within the last week. My side hustle websites are doing okay, but they need some additional TLC. The Amazon affiliates, I'm averaging $20 a month from Amazon affiliate links. 1 month it went up to $80. So, and that doesn't sound like very much, but really the things that I have are only at 1% or 3% return on Amazon. So really that means that I'm driving $600 to $750 a month in Amazon sales that are kicking back to me that amount. $20 isn't much, but it's a good start. I'll have an episode coming up on lessons learned there and some of the tips that I've learned along the way. Today I'm going to the Kansas Plant Farm and I'm going to go to their buy one get one sale and get their end of year closeout, buy a bunch of plants, see what I can propagate and turn into other plants as well as what I can resell. I'm also working on foraging some more chestnuts to be able to sell on the website at Grow Nut Trees. All of these things help my self-sufficiency and self-reliance. So these are the things that I'm doing to increase my self-reliance and my self-sufficiency. What are you doing? Get onto our Telegram group and share your wins and losses. If you're not on the Telegram group, you can sign up at signup.thriveinthefuture.com or tell me about it on Twitter. On Twitter, it's at @thriveinthefute. Check out the Permies Digital Marketplace. It's your source for all things permaculture for your homestead, side hustle, and designing your intentional life, from video courses to blueprints to books. There's a link in the show notes, Permies Digital Marketplace. Check it out. Thank you for listening to Thrive in the Future podcast. If you like what you hear, please click that like or subscribe button in your favorite podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at Thrive in the Fute, and also go to thriveinthefuture.com. If you like this content, then shoot us a tip on Venmo or Cash App at Thrive in the Future, or go check out the stuff on our stuff page on thriveinthefuture.com/stuff. You'll help support the podcast and maybe a little less hysteria in your life. Take care, everybody.